Improved Constraints on Dark Matter Annihilations Around Primordial Black Holes, by Prolay Chanda et al. Cosmology may give rise to appreciable populations of both particle dark matter and primordial black holes, PBH, with the combined mass density providing the observationally inferred value omega dm approximately equals 0.26. However, previous studies have highlighted that scenarios with both particle dark matter and PBH are strongly excluded by gamma ray limits for particle dark matter with a velocity-independent thermal cross-section sigma v approximately 3×10⁻²⁶ cm³ s, as is the case for classic WIMP dark matter. Here we extend these existing studies on S-wave annihilating particle dark matter to ascertain the limits from diffuse gamma rays on velocity-dependent annihilations, which are P-wave with sigma VV squared or D-wave with sigma VV4, which we find to be considerably less constraining. Furthermore, we highlight that even if the freeze-out process is P-wave, it is relatively common for loop phase space suppressed S-wave processes to actually provide the leading contributions to the experimentally constrained gamma-ray flux from the PBH halo. This work also utilizes a refined treatment of the PBH dark matter density profile and outlines an improved application of extra-galactic gamma-ray bounds. This was Improved Constraints on Dark Matter Annihilations Around Primordial Black Holes, by Prolay Chanda et al.